Ski. Hey, what she look like? Hey, she got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beast things. Two beast things. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beast things.
Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast with Tumbo and Black Moses. This your boy Tumbo. The rest of them motherfucking bums ain't here carrying Moses bitch ass. Motherfuckers. Can't stand y'all niggas. I got something for y'all niggas. But anyway, I got my boy Say Cool here. Yeah. Wait, did I say it right?
Say Cool.
Say Cool.
Cool day, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I said it right there. What up, though? Man, we should have been recording conversation. You know. It's cool, though. He an artist. He sings. I wish I could sing. If I could sing, you know how many bitches I have? I would. I have a whole heap of bitches.
That's what I do it for.
Yeah. Damn, I just could play the drum. That's all I can do. I'm a comedian, play drum. That's all a nigga can do. Well, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good, bro.
That's good.
Cold as hell in Detroit.
Right.
I'm fucking freezing out here, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
So, how long you been singing, man?
Started when I was 13, for real, getting serious. Then I really moved on from there, talent shows and shit, man. Mm-hmm. Cooking up with my boys, going to the studio, really learning how to record and everything like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously taking music serious for about three, four years. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, good.
Really trying to go hard.
You see R&B?
R&B, rock, pop, all that. I'm like an artist, bro. I don't even try to consider myself just a singer or R&B singer like that. I like to do all that shit. I like to fucking rap, sing, you know, all that shit.
Okay. All the ladies, all the Uncensored Podcast ladies out there, all the BBWs.
Yeah,
we got BBWs.
The Parks.
I love y'all.
Let me stop.
Me and Say Cool gonna have to make an album, me a song together. I'm gonna be in the background to all the big girls.
What? Hey, I need to make a song for Valentine's Day. I'm gonna call this shit Sweet Nectar. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Make it about the pussy.
And it implies voice.
Pussy.
So, yeah. What else? What's your inspiration?
I can't even count them on my hands, bro. I ain't gonna fuck with you. Look, okay. I'm gonna say I fuck with The Weeknd.
Yes.
Heavy on The Weeknd, bro. Like, from his videos to the way he writes his music to everything, bro. Who he is. Like, the dude is awesome, bro.
Okay.
Fire. Frank Ocean.
I fuck with him too a little.
A lot of motherfuckers don't know this dude. James Blake. I don't know if people know that dude, but
that sound familiar.
James Blake, like, has done a lot of shit with music. In the black community too, like in our community with the music and shit and our culture and shit. So like y'all should definitely check him out. James Blake. Man, I can keep going, bro. I got a lot of inspirations, but the main inspiration for me right now, I gotta say, is man, just me right now, bro. Me and my stories and my experience, I'm just getting inspired by a lot of new shit that I've been going through. So I've been putting that shit in my music and everything.
Okay, that's what's up. So we was having a conversation about marriage. Are you married, sir?
Nah.
Don't do it. Don't do that shit. That shit for the birds, man.
I don't need that title right now, bro.
Don't do it.
I don't think I need it in the future either right now.
Nah, hell no. Just live free. Less stress. You don't have to give up half your shit.
You married.
I know.
You married talk right there?
Yes. Don't do it.
How did she go?
I love my wife. She's cool. She cool. That's my homie.
Don't do it.
She could have been. Nah, don't do it. She crazy. They want entitled. They entitled. Don't do it.
Definitely feel entitled, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to be no dick right now, but
We could be.
I gotta ease up on niggas and shit in these marriages. Y'all be going hard on niggas. You know what I mean?
Do this. Say this. It's like the vagina dries up. It's like, oh, I don't feel like it no more.
You getting tired. You know, I'm at work all day and shit.
Yeah, like.
I just want to come home to my baby and relax with you and shit. But you talking about you tired. I've been washing dishes all day.
Like, damn, I'm tired too. You know what? All right. I know the counter that. The Xbox. That's how you counter that.
Don't come over here when I got these headphones on.
Nah, that shit is a lifesaver.
I swear to God, bro.
The Xbox.
I done stayed out of so many house parties and they getting busy getting shot up and all this shit. And they call me like, bro, they just shot up such, such. I'm like, nigga, damn, I'm on the phone, man. I'm on Warzone.
Right, I'm on Warzone fucking niggas up.
I'm like, damn, that's crazy. That's you on the game?
But not all marriages are bad. My marriage is not bad. It's all right. It's all right. It has its ups and downs, but I'd rather just, yeah.
It got to be equal, man. It got to be like, I feel like y'all got to do shit at the same pace and together. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just be one person. Ain't nobody, all that, I wear the pants in the marriage. Like, fuck all that shit, bro. Like, let's do this shit together. That's what we got into it for. You know what I mean? So, like, let's keep that base.
Yes.
Keep that shit going. Motherfuckers just take it, get married in. A lot of motherfuckers been getting married just to get married too, bro. Y'all motherfuckers gotta stop that shit.
I don't know why we didn't get into that before that. Like, yeah, motherfuckers just be getting married like, hey, today is Tuesday. Let's get married.
You feel me? Like, and a lot of, bro, it be the celebrity shit, bro.
What's up, man? It's your boy Tumbo. I hope you enjoyed the first half of this show. And I hope you're gonna enjoy the second half. Follow me at King_Tumbo on Instagram. Follow the Uncensored Podcast. Instagram at Uncensored_Podcast. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
To be honest, and to get back to Say Cool, and what's your name again?
Tabo.
So they were talking about getting married and, you know, marriage is working and things like that. I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all. I've been married 3 times. This is my third marriage. I'm not going to say it's perfect.
Right.
But this is going off what I know. A lot of people are afraid to be alone. And honest God, if you pay attention in life, that's the reason why it's a lot of bad relationships. Think about it.
Space, man.
It's a lot of relationships out here in this world that shouldn't be a relationship. Either the female don't want to be alone, or the guy don't want to be alone, and they make a relationship instead of letting it be. You know, to me, a relationship, it should be easy. It should fall in place. You get what I'm saying? It should fall in place.
You ain't lying, bro.
So, my experience in life, I'm 42 years old, and I was in the military, too, also. And a lot of guys in the military, they get married 18, 19 years old, out the gate.
Out the gate.
And they get married because they feel like, I'm leaving the state, I'm going to be alone, so they wind up marrying anybody. And I'm not just saying y'all anybody, females or the man that they married, y'all was in a relationship. But think about it. A lot of situations make people get married because they feel like the threat of being alone. I might lose or lose him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I tell people I've got truth. Don't get married because you're having a baby. That's not a good reason, man. That's not a good reason. So, you know, to make a long story short, man, I feel like don't marry nobody unless you really, really. I say it like this. The first person a child loves in their life is their parent. And then if that person grow older and have a kid, they love that kid, right? All the love is different. But when you have that type of love for a female or a man, then I feel like that's how you should marry. Like, you know, feel like, you know, you'll die for that person. You ain't feel like that. Don't marry that person.
The marriage Dr. Bruce.
No.
This nigga.
The black Dr. Phil.
The man. Okay.
I agree with that.
Definitely,
I'd die for my wife. Yeah, but I'd be ready to kill her ass, too. At the same time, I had a joke. Like, I was writing jokes. I said, if you don't want to kill your wife, then y'all ain't in love.
That's the truth.
Like, look at me like, I want to kill you. I want to just push your ass down the stairs. Like, you get on my fucking nerves.
Put
like,
the shit out.
Right.
We're still here.
So, yeah, that's like.
That's real shit, though, man.
My gonna let y'all go, man. I got a casting call.
Oh, okay, okay.
Say kuade.
Say your name.
Tumbo. Uncensored Podcast.
You already know what it is.
Tell my people in my world where they can find you.
All sources, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Instagram, Uncensored_podcast, all that.
Say cool, I day. Tell my people where they can find you at.
Hey, man, _say cool, I day. Y'all know to find me on Instagram, Facebook. Y'all look me up, man. Check me out.
And the world, they need some music
on you.
Say cool.
Oh, I got y'all. Hey, look.
That's what I was about to ask next.
Okay.
This is my daughter calling.
The reason with that being, right, I'm going to be real with y'all niggas right now. Check it out. I'm a picky-ass nigga when it comes down to music. I'm going to be real with y'all, bro. All right, I'm a Gemini, all right? So it's two motherfuckers in my head like, yeah, no. It's an angel and a demon on my shoulder, bro. And they be like, yeah, drop that shit. The demon like, drop that shit. Nigga, fuck these niggas, drop that shit. The angel like, nah, bro, just, you know, hold out, brother, you know. But I've been holding out too long, bro. I'm finna go on my demon side one time and drop some shit for y'all. You know, I got some shit coming for y'all this year, definitely. I know I've been procrastinating, but I got to have everything right. I don't want to give y'all no bullshit, man. I don't want to give nobody no fuck shit. And like I said, I'm picky, man. I'm sorry, I'm picky. I'm a picky nigga, man, when it comes down to that music.
All right, what's the craziest thing you've seen, like, at a talent show or at a performance?
Oh, my God.
Because the reason why I asked is because I went to my first concert, like, it was, like, 3 years ago. It was a Drake concert. And,
so,
like,
I've never been this crazy, too. I've never been in a concert, ever.
Right.
I've never been to one, like a concert.
Only been to one in my life.
Like, so I'm like, the craziest shit I seen, I was in Atlanta, and we was having a show and shit. I don't think it was crazy. We was having a show, Stank on Your Studios, man. Y'all look that shit up. Atlanta Stank on, y'all know about that shit. Big Boy, Andre 3000, run through that shit, everything. So we performing and shit. My boy Alex on stage, man. Shout out motherfucking Alex. Shout out Jado. They motherfucking on stage and they turning up, bro. They playing their song, Stump His Ass Out. Stump His Ass Out. So everybody jump on stage. We get to stomping and shit. Boom, boom. That bitch fell in. Boom. I'm talking about that was about the craziest shit that ever happened to me, bro.
Dang.
That shit fell in.
I'm about to die.
I'm like, I'm talking about niggas came back out the hole, Stump His Ass Out. I'm like, bro, this shit crazy. But the energy, all that shit was lovely, bro. But that was probably one of the craziest things.
Crazy thing I seen was a girl, like Drake was on there. This was what fucking album is it? Album. It was that, I think, what was it, Take Care? So this was a while ago. He was singing, doing one of his Drake shit. And a girl just got on stage and just showed her titties to him. Like, I'm like,
they just pulled the bitches
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and I'm
that's
like, and I never seen that before. Like,
that's how Drake be having them.
And I'm like, dawg, this shit is crazy, bro. Like,
Drake be having them just take their titties out like that. Like,
dog. And this is at his peak of his powers, too. Like,
with the
I'm
bushy
like,
eyebrows and shit.
Yeah, yup. Yep.
The lug Tim's on.
That's when J. Cole was still, like, with the short hair. Oh. Like, just came out. Because he did that's the reason why I went to see J. Cole. Man, I'm like, dog, this shit crazy. My wife looking at me like, I'm like, dog. Thank you.
You feel me?
Thank you. I was like, oh, man, this shit.
Thank you.
It was in Houston, Texas. When I lived in Texas, that shit was crazy, man.
What's the craziest shit you ever seen?
In life?
Bro, I got some stories for your ass, boy. So, man, we on the party bus, bro. And the motherfucker. We saw the party. I'm sorry. Look, we on the party bus, man. Over here in the Southwest. The girl done got one and shit. We all on there turned up, motherfuckers drinking. We is slurred on that motherfucker. We can't even talk to each other. We just all dancing and we sweating that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Dude get up on the chair, on the couch and shit. Now his TV's in that bitch. He get up on the couch. He like, he turned up. This the first thing crazy. He turned up. The bus stopped. That nigga hold back when the TV. Boom, bro. I'm like, damn. So I ain't say shit. I just backed up. You know, I just kept doing my thing. Later on, man, it's a girl, and that bitch so drunk, bro. I don't even know, bro. Like, she was not functioning. We like, Shawty, get up. We like, come on, you okay? You know what I mean? She and that bitch, like, drive, shaking and shit. I'm like, she focused on not trying to die right now. Y'all leave that girl alone. She, man, we trying to, so the party done. She's still in that bitch. Shook up and shit. We like, man, we got to get her off the bus. I'm talking about her whole head. We get off the bus, she throwing up and shit. I don't know what made this girl. Another chick came off the bus and pulled the damn bag down, put it over her face. This bitch then fell head first in the bag, throwing up in the bag. I'm like, this shit is snowing outside. I'm like, man, I'm ready to go home, bro. This shit crazy. Niggas breaking. It was just too much, bro.
Wow.
It was just too much, man.
I think
that shit was cool, though. That shit was cool.
It was nothing too crazy. I lived a... No, when I got hit by a car because I had another bitch in the bed. Like, I told this story before. So, at this time, this is before I met, it was between me getting divorced, my first wife, and me meeting my new wife. In that time, I was a hoe. So, I was like, I was in my, like, experience mode. Yeah. Like, I was just like, I'm not gonna just fuck a whole bunch of bitches, all this. So, I had this girl at the time, and she was dating me, but I wasn't dating her. Like, she was my girlfriend, but I wasn't her boyfriend.
Right, right, right.
And we used to, like, dibble and dabble with bitches and all this stuff. So, she wanted to come over. She's like, I'm coming over. I said, cool. So, my brother, my friend, he had one of his side bitches come to the crib. And, you know, come to my house.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever. So, he's like, all right, I'm about to go to the store real quick. I got to get something. Keep her coming. Like, can she stay here? Cool. I said, let me clean up this room, my room, before she come over. And at that time, I had a memory phone bed. Memory phone beds just start coming out. I bought one. So I'm like, and I love Star Wars. Like, I'm a nerd for Star Wars. So my room, like a 12-year-old, like, I got Star Wars blankets.
Oh, my God.
I got a huge-ass Darth Vader statue in my room.
When it's said and done, I'm out, man. My girl ain't going to like me when it's said and done.
Right. And
my house was like a fucking... Kid living that bitch.
And in my hallways, I had like lifesavers in the hallway, so I'm a big ass kid.
Yeah, bro.
And the girl was like, oh, your bed look real soft. I said, oh, you want to sit on it? Sit on it.
You feel me? Let that ass sink down in
there. In my room, I leave my window. My window's open, so you can see in my room.
Yeah.
Because I just like, I don't know why I'm weird. I like people seeing me fuck. That's just how I am. So my girl walking, and she seen the other girl laying in the bed. And stuff, and she walked. She was like, I opened the door. I said, hey, what up? What up? What's her name? I will say her name. I want to say her name so bad.
Do not do it.
And like, she was like, hey, I said, oh, hey, Slick, this is blah, 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 this is Slick. She said, so I'm not your girlfriend? I was like, no. She was like, really? So she just stormed out the room. I'm like, what's wrong with her? She was like, I don't know. I said, all right. So I chased her. She said, I'm tired of your shit. I'm like, what you mean? You had another bitch in our bed? I was like, whoa, whoa, whoops. Time
you
out.
Feel me? That's not even mine.
It's my bed. You depend on
a
dime.
Oh, wait
shit.
A minute. He said, nah, fuck that, nigga. It's this is my bed.
She's like, fuck you. She got in her car. And I'm like, man, what you doing? She was like, move. I hit you. I was like, you're not going to hit me. She was like, skirt.
Boom, draw your ass over.
And I'm just laying in the bed. I'm telling about the story when I got hit by a car. I'm laying in the bed. I'm laying on the ground like, dog, this bitch really hit me. I should shoot her. I should shoot at her. My brother walked in. He's like, you all right, bro?
He said,
what happened? I said, man, your bitch got me hit. He was like, my fault, bro. My fault. So that's like the craziest thing. And the thing about it, me and her cool to this day, the girl that hit me.
Bro, it don't even be that deep. Motherfuckers be ready to kill some shit over some, like,
I don't understand that,
bro. It is not that deep. It is. How many people on this damn planet, y'all?
Billions. It's like, I think the ratio is every 5 females to 1 dude.
Like, so nigga.
Bunch of.
Okay, maybe I see why the females kill the niggas, but niggas.
Right.
Chill out, man.
And I don't understand females. Why y'all won't share? Why y'all can't be with, like, 3 of y'all girls can be with 1 dude?
I'm telling you to splice up your man. Look,
No.
I ain't gonna say it like be with him, but like having fun while if I got my girl right, and this is my main. We do everything together, you know what I mean? We got the crib together, we pay bills, all that shit. Why we can't step out and have some fun? Like, let's have some fun. Like, motherfuckers are taking be like, we in a relationship. It's A, B, and C, but it's like, damn, you forgot the rest of the alphabet. Like, shit, we could do so much shit together and still be one, you know what I mean? Like,
and I tell you,
make the experience better. I ain't just talking about fucking bitches and shit. All right, y'all. Like, I ain't just talking about that shit. I'm talking about everything, man.
Like, I had this one conversation. I be messing with these girls at work. And I asked, I said, if me and you was together and I was treating you right and I made sure you had everything, you was happy. And then for 5 years later, you find out I had another family, another bitch I took care of, whatever. Would you still be with me? She was like, no. I said, why? She said, because you cheated on me. I said, but you happy. So I'm like, you happy? You getting everything you want. Why not let your nigga have another?
Man, this lady said.
Another female. I'm not
she said some shit.
Yeah. My bad. A female. Not another dude. Unless y'all niggas into that shit, dude. Hey, that's all y'all.
So, the lady say, she really, like, pretty much her husband cheating and shit. But nigga came to her, told her and shit. She like, you know, I know that shit. But she let that nigga have his secrets because that's his thing. Like, I know it sound fucked up. Like, you out here fucking bitches
she's
and shit.
She's a soldier. I like her.
You know what I mean? But, like, she just hit it with, you know, some people got secrets that is not for everybody. Some niggas take shit to the grave. And some shit is just for that person. You know what I mean? And when you get with somebody, they be like, you take it. You can't take that away from people. You know what I mean? You can't. It's hard to change people, bro.
Yes.
Like, don't take away. You can. I mean, you take away the bullshit and all that shit. You know, upgrade them, make their life better, all that shit. But don't take away them and who they are. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers do that shit and, like,
I remember.
That's when it come with the equal shit. That's what I be meaning, like, the equal shit. Like, let's treat it how we was before we was even fucking married. Let's keep the friendship. We ain't even got the friendship no more. You know what I mean? It's just like.
And I'll say, I had an episode recently. Not recently, but on the show. I was like, I had a couple. I said, I don't believe your wife can be your best friend. They was like, what? My wife is my best friend. I was like, I think I caught bullshit.
Bullshit.
I said, my wife is not my best friend. I said, nigga, I said, no, my best friend don't get mad if I don't call him. Like, my nigga don't get mad. You're like, oh, nigga, where you calling me? Why you didn't call me? Yeah. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Because I didn't want to call you.
Yeah.
Your wife would get mad at you for calling. I'm like, it's equal. Like, stay my wife. Don't try to be my best friend, my homie, my kinfolk. Nah, you're my wife. Stay my wife. It's, you got to master that shit first. You become my best friend. My best friend, you know how hard it is to be my best friend?
That'll fall into place.
Right, it come organically. Yeah, yeah. Like, damn, be my wife. Be my wife. Be my porn star. You want to master something, be the porn star. Master that shit.
Look, nigga, I'm about to go home at the work, nigga. I ain't look. You trying to go to the bar? Fuck nah, bro. I'm going home.
Right, trust. If a nigga, I'm telling you, if the wife was doing everything your wife should do, niggas wouldn't be going up. You wouldn't see niggas on video games for real. Talking about, oh, I'm going out with the fellas. Niggas would tell their boys, hey, man, I'm about to give me some pussy.
Bro, I'm about to tell you this too. Back to the video games, ladies. Ladies, go buy your nigga game.
Yes.
Go buy that nigga game. You tie that nigga to them outside. Oh, you with this bitch? No, I'm at the crib playing motherfucking 2K Warzone or something.
Yes.
Get that nigga game.
Game save a lot of niggas from cheating.
A lot of niggas from cheating, you feel me? I'm telling you, I know some hood niggas. They like, man, bro, I'm alive right now. It's just a game. Like, I'm telling you, nigga. Play that game, nigga.
I come home. I go to work, come home, play the game, chill with my family. After this show is over, I'm going to play the game.
You fit? Hey, dog. Y'all add me on motherfucking Call of Duty.
Xbox, King Tumbo.
Yeah. I'm P4, but you know it's crossplay. I still fuck my Xbox.
Yeah, we smashing them niggas. But we smashing them niggas. Team Xbox. But yeah, like, I don't know. If I could change one thing about marriage, I wish if y'all get divorced, you don't get half our shit.
You don't get half of my shit. I want all my shit.
Even though
especially
I'm not
if I'm making all my shit and you just be at the crib and shit. I want all my shit.
Right, oh, you gotta keep up the lifestyle. So what's the fucking point of me divorcing the bitch then? I might as well keep her ass.
Like, let's stay together and then just, you know, you be over there on the side of the house and I'll be on
this
side.
Right?
That's not, there's too much money.
And what else? Huh, what else I want?
He said, what's on your wish list, bro?
Nah, it's like, oh, man, I love females. I don't cheat, but I just love females. Like, why I can't have all the females? Well, I can't have them. If I can afford all of y'all, if I can afford two girls, well, I can't have two?
You know what it is, too, bro? They got a queen mentality now, this generation. I mean, I ain't going to say that's wrong either. That's good. But they block it from them at certain experiences. They be like, nah, I'm too good for that. You know what I mean? When it don't be like that, it's not like I'm trying to down or degrade you by doing this with you. You know what I mean? It's like, I just felt like this is with you. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's the queen mentality. Bro.
Would you let me have another nigga? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Just don't bring no let's STD, take it back your baby.
Let's take it back in the day when them motherfuckers were sitting there eating grapes, getting their dicks, sucking their wife talking to them. They're like, yes, honey, I'll be down. Yeah. I'll be down later.
Jezebel's.
Jezebel. She's like, okay, sweetheart. Go downstairs, get banged out. They meet each other at dinner table.
All right, as long as bring no STD,
you feel
baby.
Me? Don't come back with that shit, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, when I'm good. You feel me? When you want me, you got me. But if you want to go over here with this nigga, I ain't about to stop you because I can't control shit.
But, I was about to say that.
But anything I do, my nigga, I ain't about to control
fuck,
nobody.
You gonna fuck regardless. Exactly. Marriage ain't gonna save it.
Man, bro, put a ring on that. Definitely.
It's gonna get you fucked over because you gonna be mad and end up killing the bitch. Now you in jail.
Might get hit by a car. You right, know
get
what
hit
I mean?
By
all
cars
sorts
and shit. Shit crazy.
All sorts of shit, bro. It's not the way. Don't get married young either, y'all. Not yet. Not
got
yet.
Chased by get chased with knives. It's like, man, I think
I ain't had no crazy exes.
See,
bro.
I pick bad females. I pick fucked up females. Like, do not. I pick girls with no fathers in their lives.
Oh.
It's like they be out here in these streets. This my wife now wasn't picked by me. My boys picked her because my boy was like, "Hey, you should hop on." Woo woo. Yeah, that's how my wife got picked.
It's three niggas seeing three different things.
But the other people homies, without the woman I picked, man, I picked a hoe. She was for the squad. I married a hoe. Not my wife now, my ex-wife. She was in the street. She was for the streets. I should have known that, but. You know, I still loved her because I was a hoe. She was a hoe. We could be hoe together.
I'm a hoe. You a hoe.
Right, it's cool. I don't judge. Hoes need love too. But yeah,
you can't turn them into a housewife.
That's true.
That's a real life.
Like that's real.
That's
like,
real, bro.
See, and that's why sons need to be around their uncles and fathers to teach them shit like that. Cause I never heard that shit when I was coming up. Yeah. Like, I was around all women, so
yeah,
I didn't
so
hear that
ain't
shit.
They never want to say nothing degrading about themselves to be like...
Like, fuck these bitches,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, like, my sisters ain't say that shit till I got older, bro. And they was like, yeah, nah, fuck these bitches. When I was young, they was like, don't do that, you know what I mean? And I was all, I'm talking about... Bitch had to break my heart for me to be like, okay, y'all...
Right, and I understand,
bullshit.
Like, y'all
because
some bullshit.
At first, I was like, okay, I know what to do, I got you, love, like you know, affection. I'm like, I'm sending all
get
that.
Your
and
ass
then,
hurt.
And then when you be hurt, you just be like, you know, shit. I got hurt. Then it was just like, oh fuck that shit, bro. Like I gotta get to it now. Like you know, whoever come, they go come, bro. It just go come naturally. You ain't even gonna see that shit happen.
Gucci,
it's gonna come natural.
Gucci said it best. Hoes are like buses. Miss one, next 15 were coming.
Man, you
real shit. I'm like, and I was like,
shout
dude,
out Gucci man for that.
Dude
one.
Told me that he was like, cause I remember this girl in high school. I just graduated. She broke my heart. She left me and went to go fuck with nigga in college. She went to Lawrence Tech and she fucked with nigga there, and that shit hurt. And the dude was like, why are you crying? You know how many girls it is in the world? You know how many bro. Bitches? He said, let's say I live in, I'm from Pontiac. He said, you know how many girls in Pontiac? He said, go to Detroit. Go the state. He said, go anywhere.
In the world, nigga. And then that's what had them, and like, I realized that, like, niggas is, like, just, I don't know, we stuck in this state, bro, like, or not in this country, to the point it's like, everybody go marry somebody from here. Most of the time, bro, it'd be like, oh, I'm already, you know, I'm from here. Like, I low-key want somebody, like, not in front of this bitch. Like, if it come down to it, when it's all said and done and I find that one, you know what I mean? I'd rather be overseas somewhere, nigga, doing some, raking some motherfucking shit in Jamaica or something, some cutting bananas out the tree or something. You know, like,
Dominican Republic. I went there and that shit, oh, I love the females in Dominican. They were so beautiful. Oh, they was all chocolate.
I ain't never been there.
See, I love big women. I love big women. Shout out to I mess with y'all skinny girls too. Don't get it twisted. But it's something about big women. They roll, they got guts. I love that shit. Like, oh, I'll be on TikTok thirsty as hell with the girls be showing their little gut. I'm like, oh
hey,
my
yo,
God.
Y'all here.
Like that shit's so sexy to me. That's a turn on, seeing the thighs and all that shit. I'm like, man. It's like, I know you can cook. And then the iron fat,
oh
love all that
God,
shit.
Oh, my God, say put that
meat,
arm
elbow,
in that motherfucker.
Elbow meat, thigh meat,
yo,
love all that
hell
shit.
Hell no. I ain't saying like that. I love big women, too, man.
Right,
I love all women, though.
Yeah, I love all women.
I say that, you know, I like who I like. That's how it is.
I got to stop being racist, too. Like, I got to go outside my race.
I be scared, bro. I don't be... I be like, man, you know, like, I don't need your people saying shit crazy to me. Right. Because I know how I am.
Slap their ass.
I'm knocking shit loose. These niggas, we fight. I'm calling the homies. Like, nigga, what's up? This nigga got me fucked up. My girl, brother talking crazy. We about to, like, nigga, I will slay that nigga. Like, it's like.
I fuck with Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Jamaicans.
And like, it's crazy because they be like, you know, you can be one. Like, they be like, you look like, you know. But I'm like, nigga, when they get to talking that shit, I can't. And then they see the real one, they like, yeah, you ain't no motherfucking man. You ain't one of us, nigga. Fuck that, it's a nigga. Fuck him. It's
like, damn, really?
Hey, I love, man. And they be like, I want to. But I love all, like I said, I love all women, bro. All yes. races. And I be seeing them, I be like, damn, I want to fuck with you. But, you know, the way your culture set up and your religion.
They on some bullshit.
They on some bullshit.
Especially that, we can go in on religion. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm not an atheist, but.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm atheist.
Look, bro. I'm be like a Star Child shit, bro. Like,
I believe in the universe.
Man, what?
I don't know what the fuck that shit called.
Dog, I got, look,
you
I got the
about religion now.
Look, I got the moon. The moon tattoo.
Oh, no.
I got the moons right here and shit. Life and death, man. That's the beautiful lie and the ugly truth. That's why I got that shit on my face and that motherfucking, just like when it come out of the whole God thing and then the way the Bible
Jesus.
Was written and all that, it just be like, I don't trust it, bro. Like, y'all gotta look into the history of the book itself. Y'all just reading the book and then y'all like, yo, this is, it, you know, they tell us what to do. Like, nah, bro, they really telling you how to fuck yourself up a little bit. Like, it's some good shit in the book. Don't get me wrong. It's some good shit.
In every book.
You feel me? In every book. In scary books, nigga. You feel me? In crime. So it's like, man, when you read deep into that shit, then you see, like, it's shit in the Bible that say rape and pillage and shit like that.
Kill everything.
And
thou shalt not murder.
Like, what?
God told, you know what I'm saying? Like, God, I can't remember what story it was, but God told the Israelites to kill everything from the sheep to everything.
Like, why?
That's kind of fucked up.
Like,
bro, what about
up.
The kids?
You feel me?
The niggas, I can understand, but damn, the women and children, they ain't do shit.
They ain't do shit.
Because they don't believe in me.
Because they don't believe in me. It's like, damn, you know? Everybody got their own beliefs and faith, bro. Like, what's a motherfucking faith? I don't remember the name of it. Topanga, that shit, you know, when they all them people, when all them people did a mass suicide, I believe that's what it was, and they drunk all that Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's shit like that. You look at that, like, that was a religion, bro. Like,
that shit crazy.
That was
bro.
A religion. They believe that if they drink this, that they gonna get sent to the higher power and all that. They waiting on them at the gates and all that shit. But
even,
it's like
radical Islam. They believe they blow themselves. They gonna get 99 bitches, virgins. That shit crazy. Like, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but I ain't blowing myself up.
Not for that.
I know the guarantee. That shit ain't even guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. And it's like, have you seen it?
Right. Who gonna,
you know,
let me
mean?
Know
like,
that shit
who
real?
Let me know that shit was real? And that's where I come from. So it's like, that's where I look at shit. I look at knowing, like, you can't just tell me that. Oh, this is what it is. And it's like, nah, nigga, I'm going to go do my own research, bro. Like, I'm going to dig into that shit and, you know, find my own belief inside the shit. But the Bible shit just don't mix with me well.
Mary got pregnant. Virgin got pregnant. I'm like, I never met no virgin
pregnant.
You got
pregnant. Niggas, you got the some of the fathers fucking the daughters and shit like that. And it's just like.
Niggas got turned to the pillar of salt.
It's just a bunch of stories. It don't make sense, bro. All of them don't even coexist with each other. Most of them don't even go together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
And my family's like real hardcore Christians. Like, they.
And
Baptists.
I be trying to tell people, like, man, when it come out of that, like, I ain't like bashing your religion or nothing, but I just don't believe in what you believe in.
Right,
like,
but don't come at me with that shit. Like, you believe in the universe? Yeah, motherfucker, the stars, suns. That shit, I can see that shit,
nigga.
That shit, like, go out, I'm fucked.
I'm fucked, nigga. I can see that, bro. So it's like, yeah, I believe in that shit, man.
I
believe whatever you put into the
universe
you get out. That's karma. I remember when I was bad
you
as
reap
fuck.
What you sow.
I was out here robbing motherfuckers, and then it turned around, and I got robbed, and I was like, damn, that's how it worked.
Shit,
all
right, I'm going to take that as a yeah, I'm going to check
never,
that out.
Look, I stopped that shit. I was like, I ain't never doing that shit again, because that shit is real life, nigga. Karma is
like I was doing dirt. I'm scared. I have a daughter. I'm scared now. Like,
yeah,
my daughter going to be out here in these streets. I'm scared.
And
but
that's how I be, man. Like,
I got teacher, you know, got to do my best.
That's why I'm sorry, y'all. I don't believe in y'all God. That's all, you know, pray to. Especially
and I think,
it was given to y'all by the slave masters, too, for you
that's
to motherfuckers.
Another thing.
Like, you know, that's just another form of brainwashing, mind control, bro. They controlling you when they tell you that, when they say that if you do this,
you go to heaven.
You feel me? Like, but if you do this,
you go to hell.
And it's like, damn.
But it's only for the black people, though.
But it's only for the black folks. They put so much fear in you.
The white man get his heaven
on
earth.
And I'm not saying, not the word God, because God can, in your faith, can Allah, it could be anything. You know what I mean? I'm not, just don't believe in their God. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So it's like, they give you all this fear and instill this fear inside you and shit, and you just like, oh no, I can't do this. That made it so that the slaves won't uproar against their masters and shit. Niggas was like,
it's a verse in there.
You feel me?
Slaves under your master.
You feel me? I can't do that because them niggas, what? I'm going to go to hell.
I ain't trying to
go
there.
Hell. Like, man, I'm not trying to, like, but it's like, man, I don't know, bro. I just don't believe in that shit, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, it is what it is. Me and my mom go at it. She's like, you scared to go to hell? I said, mama, either you right, I'm fucked. If you right, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
But if I'm right, oh, well.
It's like, it's going to put me back up there in the universe.
Right, I said, just bury me.
And later on. Like, it's like, it's just a cycle, bro. Everything is the same right now, bro. It's just different shit. Like,
we talk about aliens and all that shit.
You feel me? Forms of communication. Niggas was sending letters, now we on the phones. Like, everything is the same, bro. It's just
faster and quicker.
Faster. Exactly, man. Exactly, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with the universe. Me and my brother do. Me and my brother, we converted. We used to be apostolic Christians. Oh, that shit used to be strict as hell. Like, females couldn't wear makeup. They got to wear skirts all the time.
To their ankle.
Yep, dudes can't wear earrings. We got to do this, do that. You got to get married. You can't get no abortions. It doesn't matter. Like,
man,
know,
I be
don't
wanna,
matter.
Like, I'm so weird with the shit, bro. Like, I'm like, I believe in the universe. I believe in so a lot of shit that the people don't believe in.
I believe it's aliens. Not aliens, but I believe it's other
life.
Humans. Yeah.
It's other life.
I don't believe
we're
the only motherfuckers here.
This shit too big for just us, bro. Come on, man. And
the galaxy
it be
is
crazy.
Huge
when I be feeling crazy because I'm like, I know this shit. But yeah, it's still like, it's still a piece in my head. Like, it could be fake, but like, nah, man, we can't be the only niggas here.
Like, that shit don't make sense.
It don't make sense, bro. It just don't make
sense.
That's
like us saying, oh, we the only niggas in Warren right now. Like,
so it's like what? Christopher Columbus, nigga, I found this. Nah,
bro, you didn't discover
it. You didn't discover. You found it, but this
but yo,
shit,
you
niggas
discovered
already
to you.
Had it.
Niggas
yeah.
already was here already.
You feel me? Niggas know the iPhone was out. You just found this nigga iPhone.
That's like you me stealing your phone. Like I discovered your phone.
No, you found it. Like nigga.
Like thank you, sir.
You
my shit back.
Nah. So it's like all this, man, bro. I'm a weird ass nigga. So like,
me too.
The beliefs and shit, and the alien shit. I believe it's aliens, nigga.
Yeah.
Not like you said, not even aliens.
Not no green niggas, but other
humans
or
humans,
life forms.
Niggas probably bald headed, no eyebrows. Shit. So,
right.
Like, shit.
Looking at us, like look at these
dumb
ass humans.
We all up here chilling, and then I get a lot of this shit from watching movies, cause I'm like, the world. We could be so different, bro, but it's just like we just choose not to be evil. You know, it's sad that we need the evil and the good, bro. It can't
yin
just
and yang.
Be yin and yang. It can never just be one. So, like come with that shit. It's like I'm watching movies, and I'm like, you will see this
about
planet.
To see the nerd come out of me.
Look,
bro,
I want the nerd to come out. Look, you will see these aliens on the planet and shit, like on a movie, and you'll be like, all these people getting along and
Happy
and shit.
This
it's
shit
like,
sounds amazing.
It's like, this shit look amazing. And you look at Earth and it's like, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, cracker. This nigga. And I'm blue. I'm like, yo, this shit chaotic down here. They got this the best TV show for them niggas. They watching this shit daily.
Like, look at these dumb ass humans.
This shit forever since the Big Bang. They was like, here we go.
Like Star Wars. Star Wars say that you need light and dark. Light can't be without dark.
It can't.
Like, hey.
And that's fucked up. It can't.
You need it. You need good with bad. You need bad with good. You need.
But it's like you can suppress the bad.
Ugly to with the, cute.
You feel me? It's like, ugly. Man, you see? Hey, all these ugly niggas having these bad bitches.
Ugly
and
cute. You,
need
it. Me? The balance.
But like, man. Man, what the fuck I was going to say?
Man, I forgot too.
Man, I don't know, bro. Just
nerd out. We just like
nerd out.
Like these crazy white folks and like did that Capitol Hill shit. That shit.
That
was
shit up. Was crazy. I'm and looking. Then everybody like, listen, I don't look, man. They talking about say her name and shit, bro.
Oh, they talking about the white bitch that got shot?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that bitch,
look,
man.
Bro, they talking about say her name, and I'm like, you know, that's full of shit, my nigga. Like.
Bitch is criminal.
You feel me? You ain't supposed to be crossing that motherfucker.
Unless Ray got you put in jail, mother than that.
You need to call her everything in the book that they called us when they catch us.
Criminals, monkeys, cool.
When we shot a motherfucker, they be like, yeah, this the criminal or the suspect or, you know what I mean? I don't ever say a nigga name. Like, nigga, I got a name, nigga. I'm a person.
I wouldn't say her name. She was a fucking terrorist. Fuck her.
You feel me? You ran up in that spot trying
got
to get
your ass popped.
Pop.
She thought shit was cap, and then she got a cap.
Everybody like, oh, he wrong. Like, man, bro.
You ain't going to burn down
the Capitol. Capitol. Let's get that understood, y'all.
They thought shit was like, nigga, like, because when it was happening, my brother told me. He was like, you see these white folks? I'm like, what they doing now?
You feel me?
He was like, what they doing now?
Like,
he said, they raided the Capitol. I said, Capitol what? He said, the Capitol building. Like, bullshit. No, they didn't.
Nigga,
he said, no, they really, like, raided the Capitol. I said, like, walking in that bitch? He said, bro. And I looked at the pictures. My man on the desk throwing up 7 Mile.
Bro,
yeah, I'm like, he throwing up 7 Mile up. Like,
bro, this shit crazy. Let that head been one of us, bro.
We would have never
blood,
got that fucking close.
Blood everywhere. They would have had the tanks out, the
motherfucker. Motherfucker had halo guns on our ass. They would have shot. They would have had Call of Duty
bro,
guns.
Call
like, what the fuck?
Shit, bro. Shit we ain't never seen.
You see what they did with the Trump hoe ass trying to have a Bible at the church? They was... bum rushing niggas, they was giving niggas the riot shields and shit.
Man,
they was fucking niggas
damn,
up.
Yeah, man, y'all need to do that same shit. And then it's the crazy. If you watch the footage, you got niggas. That shit was a setup, bro. Like,
police had their ass walking
they
in
was
there with them.
Niggas
like,
walk in,
come on,
like,
bro.
Come on, come in.
Let's take pictures. They selfieing pictures with their ass.
Like, the world is a big ass sitcom.
Shakespeare said that. He was like, the world is nothing but a play. We just living in it.
Like, my nigga,
that's
for real,
a play.
It's a big
the whole world is a play.
And yes, that's true. Because everything is it. Like, ain't nothing set in stone. If you let the world just revolve and do what it do regular, none of this shit will be happening, bro. Period. But you got niggas and puppets and motherfuckers behind the scene. You got the cameraman. You got the director. And that nigga like, look, nigga. Today episode. Or season 6 of Earth, nigga, go be.
We gonna fuck this
we gonna
up. We
fuck
gonna start
this
war.
Up, nigga. So it's like, I don't know, man.
It's like only white people are violent. Black, I don't feel like black people are naturally violent. Like, if you leave
it's
us a fuck
it's
alone.
It's a defense mechanism, nigga. We gorilla up.
Right.
We was born in the motherfucking in the trenches, nigga. We come from the fucking jungle and shit. We come from where the gorillas at, bro. What a gorilla.
If you leave us the fuck alone, we won't fuck with you. But you fuck with us, we'll tear this shit up.
And then it'd be like, they want to, and then it'd be certain shit like, okay. It'd be like, you like, you testing shit. Because they'll drop shit off in our neighborhoods, like,
guns.
Like, guns, drugs. Like, right now, we got to, they about to open up a dispensary, like, these white folks. And I'm not a racist nigga, bro. I ain't got no problem with no white folks, but I know it's not going to be.
I got some problem with some.
I know, yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. But it's gonna be smoke over there. It's definitely gonna be smoke over there because it's gonna be like, nigga, you gotta go.
Like,
nigga,
you got a dispensary, but literally 3 years ago, they was arresting my uncle for selling weed.
You feel me?
Doing the
like,
same shit
the same
you just
shit,
doing,
bro. The same.
And I
shit.
Knew they was gonna do that shit. They was gonna arrest all these niggas and make that shit legal. And next, you know, all these white folks gonna come in and make billions of dollars off that shit. And then
they
gonna make laws
to
make hard for niggas to get in.
They did that shit to Belle Isle. I went to Belle Isle, bro. It was motherfuckers swimming in the beach, sitting on the sand. Like, they in Miami. I'm like, nigga, this shit. Back then, you couldn't do that, bro. This shit was so packed at Belle Isle back in the days, my nigga.
I heard my wife used to tell me that. She said that shit used to be live.
It used to be stupid.
You never been to Belle Isle? I'm from Pontiac. We don't got no Belle Isle.
Oh, you ain't? Oh, my God.
I'm not from the D. Yeah, I'm
bro,
like, I don't know what the fuck y'all like.
Belle Isle, you go down to Belle Isle, my nigga. I went there when I was a kid. You go down to Belle Isle, you go down there, get you some food, get your cooler and shit, go down there with the fam, man. I got the zoo in that bitch, this big slide in that motherfucker. They got Man, I got everything in that motherfucker. But it was just a, it was, I felt like at one point it was a safe haven for all the niggas, bro. Like, we, everybody be up there chilling, fireworks, all that shit. But then it started getting bad, you know what I mean? Like, after a while, motherfuckers start shooting that bitch up.
Yeah, like, see, the yin and the yang. First, you had like 3 years of peace, and then now shit gotta get thrown up.
We gotta tear that bitch up now. So, you know what I mean? Right. And that be the new people, too, bro. Like, it be like, I'm a new person. So like, I'm gonna put in that perspective. Like, you got your older people. That's like it's some older people in the hood. Or I don't fuck with older people. Like, I don't just be fucking with them. But it's just like some niggas will go fuck with them. It's like, you don't even know who that is, bro. Or like what that person did for this community or anything.
Right, it'd right. I like, see what you're saying.
It'd be like new niggas are coming to the city and be like, yeah, nigga, this how it's gonna be. It's like,
not
bro,
showing their proper respect and paying their dues.
Exactly. And they be like, man, that's when shit go left. And niggas get in the war and niggas start doing crazy shit. That's
over simple shit.
You feel me? Over simple shit. You know, pay your dues or homage and shit like that. Not saying you got to. You ain't got to come to the city and tell niggas, like, yeah, I'm in your... Nah, bro, but don't be around her disrespecting.
Just wilding out like you own this bitch. Get your head split. Get your head split.
In the city of Michigan in the murder mission.
Get your head split.
Quick. Niggas like, what, boy?
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, my wife was like, when I met her, she's like, you don't come to Detroit? I was like, hell no. I'll stay my ass in Pontiac. Man. I don't know shit about Detroit. I ain't trying to go nowhere. Then I do something, and the next you know, niggas on my ass, I'm good.
Man, look, I ain't did shit in my hood. All my bad shit I did out of state. That's but, like, even coming home, I'm like, it just be that the air in the city. Just be like, bro, it's like the air in the city is just different, man.
Right. So, yeah.
It's always animosity in the city. It don't matter what you're doing.
I don't got no beef with nobody.
Shout out everybody who showed love and showing love and keeping the boy afloat and all that shit. I appreciate y'all definitely.
I stay to myself, do the podcast.
Nah, you feel me? That's it. Stay out the way, man.
Show love, that's it. I ain't trying to. Y'all niggas crazy.
Y'all niggas crazy.
Especially young niggas. These young niggas is crazy. Young niggas is crazy
bro.
As hell.
I'm 25, but I ain't out there like that. Bro.
I'm 32, and I'm like, these young niggas soul, is crazy.
Bro. I be seeing that shit like, he did what?
He bumped me.
He
bumped me.
He like, stepped on my head, nigga.
You blew a nigga head off.
I'm
of
like,
that?
Bro, but you look, it be crazy, nigga. Like, he stepped on my jazz. I'm you, like, but you.
You can wash him.
You can wash him. And guess what, bro? You got all. You sell dope. You made so much money. That ain't even matter, nigga.
Right. It's
that
would have
been more. That would have been more player. Like, I'd be like, if niggas can do the old player shit. But it's different, though. So, like I said, ahead in the conversation, I'm only controlling what I can. I'm moving with the times, and I'm staying where I need to be in those times. You know what
right.
I mean? So, like, I'm not trying to be like, okay, all these niggas doing this, I'm about to do that. Fuck no. I'm about to keep my – nigga, this is how I'm staying alive, nigga.
I wanted to be
anything.
I wanted to be a drug dealer once in my lifetime.
Yeah, nigga.
Then I was like, damn, you go to prison if your ass get caught. I ain't trying to get raped. And I was like, if I go to prison – and this is how I think – dead ass. This is what kept me out of jail.
Hey,
it was like, if I go to prison and I don't want to get raped, that means I got to join a gang. And then I got to be a blood.
Then I got to put in work.
Right. And then let's say I'm in there for a year.
And then I got to kill another nigga.
And I got to
add
more
time. And it's just like.
Now I'm in this bitch for 45 years.
I got life and I just fucked it up because I shouldn't have even.
I should never been in this shit.
I shouldn't have even robbed that nigga that night.
Like, you know what? I'm good. I just go to work and go home and make money legally.
That nigga's. I don't give a fuck who you is, bro. Any nigga, that's what niggas be thinking about. Prison. When niggas say prison, niggas be like,
I ain't trying to get raped.
Bro, I ain't trying to get raped.
I ain't trying to get raped. And my uncle just got out. He was in, I'm 32 now. He been in prison for 45 years. He was like, niggas get raped in there. He was like, dead ass. I said, have you raped a nigga? He was like, I can't confirm or deny it. I'm like, oh, you gay. Then I was like, jail nigga, I did a Raleigh jail nigga, you gay. He was like, hey, nephew.
I ain't no hey, nigga. You better make a, what's that shit? A spank? What's some shit y'all be making with the, I don't know. The motherfuckers be making them glove shits.
Oh, yeah, the pocket pussies.
Pocket pussy, boy. You better beat that motherfucker up.
He was like, hey, nephew. Hey, I was lonely. I'm like, man.
Lonely, bro? Hell no.
You still my
man.
Uncle, but you on some gay shit, bro. It's all cool, though. Hey,
that's
do your
one thing.
Thing.
I don't even ask, nigga. I don't even want to know. Like, man, bro, you couldn't have scooped that low. Some niggas get murked for that, too, though. Like, if you in a gang in that bitch and you doing that little shit, bro, oh, man, they gonna get on your ass, man.
Y'all don't, see, that's too many. That's too much problem.
It's like you in the military. Raped.
You gotta worry about this gang killing you. You gotta worry about killing this gang. You can't eat with white people now. Nope. White people can't fuck with you. You can't do
fuck with the Mexicans.
You can't do
it's
certain shit.
It's instantly diverse as soon as you go in that bitch. And you better walk over there to the niggas. And hopefully they
accept your ass.
Fuck with you.
If not, that's your ass.
That's your ass, boy.
And I'm good on that.
I'm like, man.
And I like females. I ain't trying to be in a room with a bunch of niggas.
Hell no, bro. That's too much. That's why I'm like, when niggas be doing crazy shit, it's not the move, bro. Like, that's another thing I think about, too. I don't want to be in there with a bunch of dudes, man, for 5 years. Night, nigga, they don't need this, bro. No.
I love that. I love the feminine energy.
If I want
that
hardcore shit, I go to the army. Where's bitches and niggas in that motherfucker.
At and you I get can, paid for this
you
shit.
You get paid for it. And I'll be telling, bro, if you want to kill
somebody. My brother
somebody,
said that. He was like, that's the reason he said we was getting, see, we was young and dumb doing wild shit. He said, we getting shot at, let's all join the army. At least we get paid for it. He said, at least we
get
paid
to kill. Like, you get a whole license to kill a nigga, bro. I'm talking about. I'm talking about you getting. Man, nigga, what? You over there in Iraq. You like, nigga, hold on. This nigga talking.
We gonna kill them.
Hey, come back here behind this wall. Pop, pop. Oh, yeah, he came. He was talking about something. He said something to me.
He was an insurgent.
Yeah, he came running at me screaming. I had it. And they go brush it off. Yeah. It's a casualty.
Well, you're American. You like, all right, kill him. He's okay.
You feel me? It's all game, nigga. So it's like, man.
You get paid for it.
Man, good. Bro, y'all niggas to do way. And it ain't y'all war, but if you want to go kill something, bro, just go to the army or something, bro. Go to war, enlist in it. Go get you some bodies. Go get you something. Go
some
get
bitches.
Something for it. You know what I mean? Like,
don't have to worry about jail.
Don't have to worry about jail. You ain't got to worry about a nigga.
And you get more respect.
Bro, what? Wait, you ain't got to worry about a nigga coming at you, coming after you afterwards. You ain't got to worry about his family. Because guess what? Them niggas is...
dead.
4,000 miles over there, probably dead, nigga. It's like, you ain't got to worry about it, bro. You know what I mean? So, y'all niggas, keep that in mind, bro.
Don't go to jail. Don't get married. Don't go to jail. Don't get married. Fuck these bitches.
Hey, look. Buy your man a game system.
Yep. So you
PS5, preferably. You know what I mean?
Xbox. Yes.
A PS5, preferably. So
you know. You know, Xbox.
But nah, man, for real, though, man. Hell yeah, dog.
Peace and love, all that. Where is nigga Coop at?
I don't even know.
But yeah, like, anyway. Holler at y'all later. We already said where they can find you there, everything, yeah. So.
Hell yeah, man. Sekou Ade_ on IG. Facebook, Twitter, man, y'all find me, bro. Come check me out. I'm dropping some music soon.
Yes. Peace and love to everybody. We holler at y'all later.
No.
All right. Bye.